News hit this week, the Denver Rock and Roll Vets, Bobby Smith of the Mighty 18-Wheeler, along with Bob Rupp, who's been around seemingly forever, Chris Schifo of Dirt Poor Kings, and Jeff Black, who's back on the scene, have gotten together to form a new band called SLUT, an acronym that stands for Sleazy, Loud, Ultra, Trashian. Knowing these guys, go figure, I know each of them, I think. They're pretty well known regionally for producing loud, sleazy, ultra, trashy rock and roll the past couple of decades, so I pretty much expect more of the same this go-around. According to posts over at Facebook, Warwick bass artist Andy Irvine, who's been busy this year out on the road with Bobby Walker and Eden Brent, is back in the studio to track more guitars and basses for his upcoming solo CD. Johnny O is adding to the fun on guitar on the record. The Still City is calling it a day. They're parting ways with a Brian Knabb, who's moving on to Austin to do his doctoral work. Their newest and final release is called Brittle Bones, and the band has put it up on Bandcamp for a free download. We'll get to a new track from that great new EP here in next week's show. Johnny Barber has been the embodiment of Elvis Presley since he created the character Velvet Elvis and the band Velvet Elvis back in 2004. Since then, he's performed at Graceland, Sun Studios, he's hooked up with members of Elvis's band and others. Well, he's calling that project today. He just turned 42 years old, the same age that Elvis himself died at, and he wants to focus on his latest and newest project, Johnny Barber and the Living Deads, who he's been out touring with, so Velvet Elvis is no more. Nathan and Steven and Hearts of Palm have both been highly popular Denver bands the past several years, fronted by Nathan McGarvey. He's yet another in a line of local artists moving out of state. He and his wife moving on to Nashville, where they own a home. Good luck to them in their future endeavors. In what's either a sign of the times or a nod to nostalgia, I can't quite figure out, The Fray are among a handful of well-known modern rock and pop acts nationally that have contributed to an album of songs written specifically for or performed by the Muppets. It's called The Green Album. It's due out later this month, and from what I've read, it'll be a part of an upcoming new Muppets movie that apparently seeks to revitalize that brand. Good luck to them. As soon as we can get our hands on that song, I'll get it on the show. In the meantime, you can go to npr.org and stream it there. Fans of sustainability art and music will be happy to know that the second annual Green Route Festival is once again taking over the Rhino Art District in Denver. This year's show featuring 10 bands, including the likes of the Swayback, Pirate Signal, Boulder Acoustic Society, and seven others, along with food, art, fire dancers, and more. For more information, greenroutefestival.com. And finally, on the sales front, from the past few weeks, the top-selling Colorado releases have been Devotchka's 100 Lovers, Reed Fails Once an Ocean, Elephant Revival's Break in the Clouds, and Rose Hill Drive Americana. Not in that particular order.